If you haven't seen this card, imagine a traditional family portrait with the Fioris posed in front of a Christmas tree wearing matching red shirts. But there is one major difference that's stirring up debate. Most everyone, including a young boy, is holding a gun. Not everyone I talked to thought this was the best idea.
I'm really sorry. I'm against it. I think it's kind of disgusting, actually, to be promoting it in such a way. She has way too much power to be putting her personal beliefs out there like that, and a Christmas card is not the right forum if you're going to talk about it.
People that feel that they need a gun, so be it. Gun rights are still very strong, but we're getting overloaded with a nation that answers every problem by shooting. I just think we'd be a hell of a lot better off society if we didn't have all the guns.
That's Trina Matoyer and Bob Lynch, who I caught up with in downtown Reno. I also talked to residents who had no problem with the photo, including Julian Fritz and Rick Romo, who I chatted with at a noisy casino.
The whole thing is pretty much neutral. It's like, well, if you want to get mad about guns, then why don't we get mad about something else that's more important, like mental health?
And I think putting a ban on guns is not going to help prevent crimes with guns.
Fiori posted this Christmas photo on November 30th, just after the attack on Planned Parenthood in Colorado and just before the San Bernardino shootings. She's also making headlines because of her statements on Syrian refugees last month.
I'm about to fly to Paris and shoot him in the head myself. I mean, I am not okay with Syrian refugees. I'm not okay with terrorists. You know, I'm okay with putting them down, blacking them out. Just put a piece of brass in their nocular cavity and end their miserable life. I'm good with that.
Fiori represents Assembly District 4 in Southern Nevada. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.